Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. And today I have two guests. Pretty exciting. We have Leah Summers and Wendy Moriarty. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Both are holistic health coaches and wellness cooking instructors. In their work, they help people understand how to eat cleaner and make empowered food choices. They're both expert meal planners and have discovered patterns that put people into their own food prison. That's an interesting concept, food prison. So they're teaching others how to break free one cell at a time. That sounds like an interesting topic to start off. Can you tell me a little bit about this one cell at a time?
So what we've been finding through our work is that there are so many people searching for either a healing modality or a type of nutritional program to follow or some kind of fad diet to follow. And there really is, it's a constriction on, it can be so restrictive in their daily life. And so they're kind of, it's, you're in a food prison where you tend to, and myself included, when I am trying to change, maybe eliminate more sugars or create a little bit better balance with my fruits and vegetables, you find yourself just kind of not knowing which way to turn, not knowing who to listen to, and you just wind up cannot get outside that box. You create a little prison for yourself.
That's interesting. I like the fact that you spell time, T-H-Y-M-E, like the herb. I suppose there's some meaning behind that with your cooking expertise.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes, we like to focus on plant-based nutrition. And like the way we read recipes is the healthiest version of it. Like when I go to a restaurant, I'm looking through the menu. And it isn't about, you know, what tastes good as, you know, like usual food. It's more like how many vegetables can I get in this dish that are going to taste great? And I try to make a variety and stuff. And, you know, you go out with people or you talk to people and they're so set in their ways on, oh, I can't have any fat in my diet or I can't have any carbs in my diet. And then you just get into that box, like Leo was saying, is then it becomes a prison and you can't understand that there are other ways and you don't need this fad. You just need to eat healthier and cleaner all the time.
So that's interesting. I understand the idea of the fad diet, and it's all based on a model of deprivation. And that's really what I think where it goes wrong. People feel deprived and then it's not sustainable. So tell me what you do to get people out of this food prison.
Okay, so, well, first we design meal plans for people, and when we're creating meal plans, we try and see the restrictions that they have and design a meal plan that may use, say, for example, they can have spinach, but they cannot have asparagus, so try and utilize the spinach in many different creative ways throughout a week's, you know, 7-day stretch. So you don't feel like every morning you can wake up and have, you know, for lunch, all you can have is a spinach salad with the same avocado and tomato. I can have, I could have more of a bowl type of thing. I could make it with brown rice and heat my spinach up and put some salsa on top of it. And so just kind of really see what, works for your body. Everybody has a bioindividuality, and some people can have tomatoes and some people cannot. And, you know, when you're trying to really restructure it, how can you utilize one particular food in many different ways?
Right. And I'm wondering, in your planning, do you take in account like people who have autoimmune conditions and not just, you know, restricting certain foods, but foods that heal certain types of things that people are suffering with?
Yeah. So we work for a diagnostic company that tests for certain food. It's the food inflammation test, and they test for a whole panel. Mm-hmm. So we're given the panel to create a plan with just these specific foods. However, we do have the knowledge of what what certain foods would be anti-inflammatory for one illness or another. So when creating, we're keeping that in mind and helping food pair. Whereas, for example, a lemon, when you put that with an avocado, you absorb more of the good fats into your body rather than just the avocado alone.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're telling me that you work for a company that has the blood work, you know, to test for these things. Do you see patterns in them?
Absolutely. We see so many patterns. It's actually kind of funny because I get the blood test result and I go through what they can't have and I tell a little story about what they've been doing before they took the blood test, and then I give them a whole new plan. Mm-hmm. And so, you see, 9 times out of 10, you see these test results that come in that can't have cauliflower. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for example, or carrots. I'm seeing so many blood test results coming in where they can't have carrots. And carrot is like the number one health food that everybody eats.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's the first vegetable that even a kid would try. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of goes to, you have to have a variety in your diet. But yeah, we are seeing some funny patterns. You can tell who was a vegan before because they can have every type of meat. Or you can tell the people who only eat meat, maybe they were the Atkins diet or the protein power diet, and they could only have meat. So it's kind of fun to make different choices and changes for them.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that, being able to identify people's eating patterns by blood tests. That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
What else can do these tests tell besides, you know, like the types of foods they take and that they're eating and if they're showing antibodies that they're have an intolerance to them? Is there anything else you glean from that in order to make their meal plans?
It doesn't necessarily give us these particular blood tests that we receive on our end. Don't necessarily, they come from the person's physician. So we don't actually see what they're going into the physician for. So maybe they would have rheumatoid arthritis, or maybe not. The only thing that we really would be able to see is if there's candida in their system, and that's a whole different type of meal plan. Even if they're not sensitive to melons or strawberries or something, that would not be included in a meal plan for somebody that showed candida.
I see. So does the same thing work for adults as works for kids?
Yes, definitely. The other thing we're finding, was in the news, is that the kids are being diagnosed now with more colorectal cancer than they've ever had in our past. And as health coaches, our training has taught us all kinds of things about processed food and how God made our bodies to digest foods, and your digestive system is supposed to push all the nutrients in and out of, you know, what they need it for, and then eliminate what they don't. And so when a kid grows up eating processed food only and no real healthy whole foods, then they can develop cancer, colon cancers, and other, you know, bowel issues and intestinal issues at a very early age. So yeah, it definitely starts very young, and it goes from there, goes all the way up.
Are you getting clients that are children? You know, are their parents bringing them in for meal plans and, you know, this type of nutritional counseling?
Only because we see their birth dates do we know that they're kids. Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of sad in the one of the richest countries in the world that we eat so poorly.
It absolutely is.
It is. It is. And actually, that's one of the things that we are working on, is creating a wider range. We're wellness cooking instructors, so creating a wide range to reach children included, just not the parents or adults in kind that want to learn how to create meals with more whole foods and less processed foods, and kind of just giving them the information about how to really have that on-the-go lifestyle that everybody seems to have right now. You know, in our society, we kind of tend to get up and go first thing in the morning and don't sit down until the evening. So we're out of our kitchen. We're not feeding our children the way we used to feed them. We're not teaching them the skills the way that, once we're taught as a homemaker or whoever stayed home, everybody followed along and learned how to cook in the kitchen. And we're not seeing that as often anymore. So Wendy and I are trying to help structure that and get people back into the kitchen, back to basics, just learning how to cut and boil water and, you know, create your own food and kind of keep trying to wean everybody off the processed foods.
So are you actually doing live coaching classes with people, or how do you teach them your cooking skills?
Yes, it's all in person and local at this point. I think once we start making video demonstrations, then we can go viral. But right now we're focusing on teaching the kids in our areas just how to make their favorite foods anyway, just how to make them in a healthier way.
So what do you notice with the kids? I mean, are they interested in it? Is this something that comes as, you know, something they really want to get into?
Yes. Wendy and I have both taught separately. We live in two different towns, after-school enrichment programs at our local schools. And these kids are thrilled by the idea of getting into the kitchen and creating. It's an art form in itself, and you can taste what you can put together and how it creates a different taste. It's kind of like painting. You know, you put one vegetable with another and it tastes completely different than when it did single, you know. And so we find that they're enjoying that. They're enjoying learning how to cut the vegetables and fruits and whatever it is. And then it all just kind of falls into place. Once you give them one fun task to start creating with, they are open to learning about the boring stuff too, of why you eat an oven.
Right. So are you actively seeing them changing their own diets? Are they moving away from eating processed foods to eating more whole foods by virtue of their experience with you?
In some of my students, we are, I know my students because I coach them outside this class too, and that we would chat about nutrition, and I also, and Wendy as well, gave them packets of all the recipes that we cooked in class, and they would go home, and most of them went home, and they got excited, and they made the meals for their parents or their families, and so it kind of sparks an interest to keep them going.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I mean, that's a great way to bring the whole family into it. And you start with the kids, you're working on the next generation. That's such a great idea. So that's getting them the basic skills to get back in the kitchen. And do they bring their parents then next time? Or do you just offer the information to their parents in addition to what the kids get?
Well, in the after-school enrichment program, it is just the kids, but mm-hmm. We offer cooking classes outside of school at other times that would include the parents, yes.
Oh, that's great. So tell me, what kind of convenience foods do people choose, and how do you get them from making those choices to making healthy choices?
Well, for example, the zucchini noodles, for example. You can go out and get a spiralizer, and then you can go get the fresh zucchini, and then you can make the mess in the kitchen, and it's this extra step that a lot of people are afraid to take. Or you can go to your local grocery store, and they have them pre-made for you, and all you have to do is buy the little packet of the pre-made zucchini noodles and bring them home, and boom, you have, you know, healthy noodles. You have any type of Italian dish or Thai food dish or anything with noodles you can make with a vegetable.
So you're just having them substitute what a convenience food is.
Yes.
Since these days, all of our grocery stores, everything, try to make everything pick up and go, you know, that you don't have to do anything. That's an interesting idea.
Right. And yes. If you're focused on the pick up and go, which is what we're gravitating towards, then the stores lately have been designing more and more the health food on the go, you know, and not everybody shops at Whole Foods, but I know, for example, you can run into Whole Foods. And personally, on a Friday night, I go in and grab two rotisserie chickens and they're all pre-cooked for me and everything. I know they're from Whole Foods, so they're hormone free and all this. And they're like $14 for two chickens. I can't buy a rotisserie chicken and bake it myself for that price, right, for two of them. So, and that's kind of that's my go-to convenience food. And then I'll grab a pack of pre-cut. Maybe one weekend it'll be the broccoli and cauliflower bag and come home and steam it up, but it's already done for me. So this is what I'm grabbing, the pre-cut, pre-washed. Maybe it feels like a little more expensive, but in the long run, it's not. It's my time because somebody else has done it for me, and then I can come home, just throw it in the pot, and I'm done.
See, that's one of the arguments I hear all the time, is that eating healthy, you know, eating organic or not processed food, it takes too much time to prepare or it's too costly. But as you said, these more and more stores are coming around to putting that stuff out there as prepared food, yeah, in replace of the processed food. And I think spreading that word is something we all need to do. And your method of doing it, you know, teaching the cooking classes, is fantastic. So give me kind of a scenario of how someone approaches or gets your services to go through either the cooking classes or, you know, the meal preparation.
I would give I actually have a talk coming up at our local library about hidden sugars in foods and about why you should eat healthier choices like organic versus conventional. And then at the end of my talk, I'll say, you know, I have cooking classes available and they can sign up that way. But I give a free talk, and then people kind of can listen and make choices to purchase classes after that.
So it's really about all of us. And part of the reason why I have this podcast is to collaborate with other health coaches. Mm-hmm. It's all of our duties to get out there and spread the word. It really is. It's, yes, it's important.
It is.
And so even being in different cities doesn't stop you from collaborating. So I think that's a great idea right there. What other opportunities can you offer to people to either you know, get your services or to find more things available for healthier eating?
Well, we both have our own Facebook pages. Wendy has a group that she runs to help guide people through maybe kind of cleansing their system a little bit and resetting their bodies and getting back on track. Because sometimes you just have to get the sludge out to just really get back into the groove of how you want to feel. You want to feel a little lighter. You want to feel less bloated. And then it's a little bit easier to keep that, just jumpstart that system and keep it the momentum going. So through social media, we can connect with other people and offer services through the resetting system. And Wendy, you have other ways too.
Yeah, blog posts. Definitely blogging, yeah, helps.
Yep, we make our own recipes and we'll definitely post those on different, on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, we'll offer the listeners resources in order to get in touch with you. So we'll provide your emails and websites. But I also know that you have a special offer for the listeners. You have a product that you call Reset Your Cells to Break Free. Tell us a little bit about that and the offer that you're giving us.
What that is a 3-day... It's basically a cleanse of your body. It helps you break free from the known inflammatory foods like the glutens, the dairy, citrus, and things like that are known inflammatory foods. So this 3-day cleanse is more of a resetting of your cells so you can start fueling your body again with healthier choices after that. And that we put on sale. It's normally $97 and we're putting it on sale for $77. And it comes with a Facebook group page. It's private and we all support each other. And then on that group page, we can discuss and post and encourage people to bring one healthy food in at a time after you do your 3 days of the cleansing of yourselves.
That sounds great. I'm going to make sure that the link to that offer for our listeners is posted with the podcast, so you can just click through to take advantage of that savings. I also understand that you have a free offer that you want to offer to everyone listening, which I think everybody should take advantage of, because we're definitely given so many opportunities here that I think one of them is to discover what you need. So tell us a little bit about that.
So a 30-minute discovery session is something really can really help people create a better idea of where they're coming from. Sometimes people just don't realize where they're actually coming from, what their daily routine looks like, and how it affects their health. So a 30-minute discovery session with us would kind of go over what a daily routine looks like for you, what your daily intake would be, and what avenues you could go to strengthen some more health and support.
Well, that all sounds great, and I want to encourage everyone listening to click the links below to take advantage of the discovery session free offer and also the savings that you'll get for the Reset Yourselves to Break Free 3-day cleanse. That would be awesome. Anything else you want to add before we close up today?
It's been great talking to you and sharing the information, because it is a ripple effect, and the more people know, every time I go to the grocery store, I overhear people talking and I can't help myself, but I kind of interject. And today I was at the store and a lady was looking for apple cider vinegar because she heard that it's good for you. And so I heard the grocery clerk saying, oh, well, there's this other kind of vinegar. It's just the same stuff. And so, I had to say something.
We all do. I think
it's
our nature.
Right? So yeah. She picks it up and I go, okay, wait, you have to make sure that the mother's in there. What? Yeah, you got to make sure there's a mother in there. Explain what the mother looks like and how it has to be this specific brand. And no, the store brand doesn't have the mother, so don't waste your money. And she thanked me up and down. And I wanted to give her a business card, but I just let her go on her way.
But I really think we're all in the business of providing service. We all do that.
Yeah.
We want to spread the word, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yes. And like Wendy and I chat about it all the time. We're by no means perfect in our, strategies and diets and, our food intake. I mean, we are human. Everybody's human. It's just, we just see so many people that, you'd love to just get in their kitchen and be like, I promise it doesn't hurt.
We just want to help. We just want to help.
It's so yummy. It's,
I agree. I think you ladies are doing a great job. I think getting out there, starting with kids, that's just a way to go. I'm all about getting, the next generation back to eating regular whole foods, not this processed stuff. So I thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
I want to tell all the listeners to please once again check the information below this podcast and take advantage of the offers. And thank you so much again to my guests. I really appreciate both Leah and Wendy spending the time here today to tell us all about the work they do, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Angela.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.